The purpose of this talk is to equip you with a solid understanding of forgiveness and show you how it can transform your life. One caveat. This talk is not intended for people who are currently in the throes of a crisis. Neither is it intended to rationalize the continued tolerance of intolerable situations. If you are currently suffering a tremendous emotional upheaval, take the well-deserved and brave step of seeking professional, spiritual, or religious help. Forgiveness intersects with the path of healing, but until you've begun to heal, it can be overburdensome and unreasonable. Let's get started. As we go through life, we cannot help but feel negative emotions from various interactions. Whether the upset is at a rude store clerk or someone who's caused us deep anguish, we often hold on to the memory and the resulting feelings and emotions. Most people are unaware of the impact this has on our lives. Retained resentment, anger, jealousy, wounds of rejection, and other negative emotions influence and shape every new interaction we have. For example, if you've had an unfaithful partner and you're holding on to that pain when you meet a new person, the very thing you want to escape will color your behavior and bring suspicion into your new relationship. Similarly, if you've had a falling out with a family member and you're determined to make a better relationship but you're still sore about the past, you may consciously or unconsciously infuse new moments with the wounds of the past. Another example. Say you're determined to begin again and become the greatest expression of you, but in the back of your mind, you say to yourself, you're not going to let anyone take advantage of you this time. You are a magnet for people intent on taking advantage. Whatever you have not forgiven will continuously show up in your life. All of the retained negative emotions you hold on to act as a smoky haze, clouding your perceptions, feelings, creativity, and motivations. When more negative experiences happen, and they will, the weight of the negativity grows, and lugging it around with you for a lifetime is debilitating and harms every aspect of life. In extreme situations, bitterness and cynicism become prevalent emotional states. Isolation and loneliness follow because no one wants to keep company with someone who's miserable. And yet, perhaps the most debilitating consequence of unforgiveness is that it turns you into a victim. When you hold someone or something else responsible for your life and emotional state, you've given the power to control your life and feelings away. Living in unforgiveness is an act of self-destruction. It is always a mistake to believe that by holding on to resentment, anger, sadness, or upset toward another, the unforgiven person suffers more than you do. They do not. In addition to the significant spiritual and religious teachings about the necessity and value of forgiveness, it's the intelligent thing to do. It is just plain smart. Let's define forgiveness. Forgiveness is the release of persistent negative thoughts and feelings that one is harboring about oneself, another, or an event. Equally as important as knowing what forgiveness is knowing what it is not. Forgiveness is not the acceptance of continued bad behavior. You are responsible for your care and safety, both emotional and physical. When someone harms you, they have shown you who they are. Believe them. Thinking they are someone apart from their poor behavior is your poor behavior. You are abused by another once, regardless of how many times the bad thing actually occurs. For example, the first time you're harmed, it is the fault of another. Every other time you're harmed, you share in the responsibility if you could have avoided that person or situation. Granted, there are exceptions, and sometimes people do change, but if the change is spurred by being caught or getting in trouble, beware. The chances are high that the behavior or action will recur. Sometimes people are unwilling to forgive because they believe that the person being forgiven doesn't deserve the forgiveness. This thinking is flawed. No one suffers from your unforgiveness more than you. In thinking you were shackling another with the chains of unforgiveness, you bound yourself. It's never about the other person. It is always and only about you. Forgiveness benefits the forgiver. Here are some approaches to forgiveness that help me and many of my clients. I often gain a tremendous amount of power when I remind myself of the benefits of forgiveness. I begin with the understanding that by holding on to forgiveness, I am harming myself. By letting go of heavy, negative thoughts and grudges, I know that I free up space for new experiences of love, inspiration, success, connectedness, health, and power. By letting go of heavy, negative thoughts and grudges, I know that I free up space for new experiences of love, inspiration, success, and health. I remind myself that forgiveness unties the binds that hold me hostage and prevent me from moving on. I acknowledge that I cannot take the actions of others personally. I know that I am not the real cause of their behavior, and anyone who triggered their fear or upset the way I had would have received the same treatment. I remind myself that blame is the victim's trademark, and I refuse to subsist in victimhood. Beyond empowering myself, I know that forgiveness improves health, relationships, and my moment-to-moment well-being. I ask for help. I ask the power responsible for beating my heart to take the burden from me. I turn it over to the universe as many times as necessary. I reflect on the truth I've chosen to live my life by. Love is the most powerful force in existence, and I am one with it. I cannot hold on to unforgiveness and uphold my commitment to love myself at the same time. If my feelings of unforgiveness are intense, I may write everything I have to say down, unedited, unrestrained, and unfiltered. And when I can't come up with another thing, I safely burn the writings, surrendering them to the universe. Sometimes I light a candle and send every unforgiving thought away in its flame. There may be ways that work better for you. I encourage you to seek them. The how is not important. Only your freedom matters. A final note. Often, the one who needs forgiveness the most is you. In every situation, you've done the best you could with what you knew, felt, and had. Replace regret with the lesson learned. Resolve to apply the wisdom you've learned and forgive yourself for all the ways you've disappointed. You will create nothing positive with the negativity of yesterday. Learn from it. Forgive yourself and others and let it go. Do this frequently. The meditation for forgiveness will support you in forgiving yourself and others. When the baggage and barriers of unforgiveness are cleared from your life, new and wonderful feelings, qualities, people, and experiences will take their place. You deserve this. Be well.